The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Here on 94.7 FM WSNY, Sunny 95, our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thanks so much for joining me here on Sunny 95. Now today, what we're going to do is listen to some interviews that I did, one with a dentist from Lithuania, and another with a dentist from Scotland. The Lithuanian dentist is Dr. Silvega Kilbuskian. I hope I'm saying that correctly. We'll probably hear her say it here in a minute. The other is Dr. Eric Gray from Scotland. Now, before we do listen in, I'd like to give out today's question of the day, and it is, who is the patron saint of dentists? All right, who is the patron saint of dentists? Your guesses are welcome. You can send them to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. Or just plain give us a call at 459-9769, and we'll be happy to take your guess, and hopefully somebody will get it right. Last week we had a winner. Somebody got the answer to the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. This first interview is a little bit long, so we're going to go ahead and get it started right now. Because Dr. Silvega Kabuskion is from Lithuania, she has a little bit of an accent, so wipe the sand out of your eyes and your ears and try to listen carefully. And so here we go. Well, first of all, how do you say your name?
Solvega.
Solvega?
Light L.
Light L?
Soft L.
Oh, soft L. Okay. Say it again.
Solvega.
Okay. And you practice in where?
In Lithuania, Kaunas.
What's the name of the city?
It's the second largest city in Lithuania, called Kaunas.
Kaunas?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm from Columbus. It sounds a lot like that. Okay. So you're in the U.S. for a course. You're helping teach a laser dentistry course.
Yes.
Until you use a lot of lasers in Lithuania?
Every day with each patient.
And how long have you been doing that?
7 years.
7 years. How long have you been a dentist?
Oh, dentist, 12 years. As a periodontist, already 10 years.
You said periodontist?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a periodontist.
I'm periodontist.
And been one for 10 years.
10 years. I'm teaching at university, Lithuanian students, and I'm having 3 groups of foreign students from all the world.
And what's the name of the university?
Kaunas Medical University.
Kaunas Medical University, okay. What kind of, you say, you don't, there is or isn't a difference between dentistry done in the United States and the dentistry done in Lithuania?
Actually, you know, I think so, that these doctors I meet in Lithuania, they are very highly educated. And all my colleagues are all the specialists, and all my colleagues work at university, and they travel a lot and having and going to all the conference every year, many times per year. Also, we are changing teachers at university as doctors. We're having this changing from they are going to Switzerland, going to Norway, to Sweden, and another specialist are coming to our university just to change information and to change how to teach students.
Oh, okay. So you have a lot of exchange of ideas then?
Yes.
Okay. How often do you come to the U.S.?
Often.
Often? Like 4 times a year?
Approximately, yeah.
How long is the plane flight? Normally?
A couple hours to get to European city, to Frankfurt or to Amsterdam or Copenhagen, and 8 hours to get to East Coast of United States.
And another 5 hours to get
another
to the West
five
Coast.
Another 5 hours to get here, yeah.
Because that's where we are, Irvine, California, right?
Yeah.
So let me do the math. That was 2 hours, 8 hours, and 5 hours. That's 14 hours in the plane?
14 hours on board, and actually this time was 9 hours delayed flight, then it became 25 hours almost.
25 hour trip. She's a very dedicated dentist. Now, how long, let's put it this way, before you became a periodontist, did you use lasers?
No.
And did you learn lasers in dental school?
No.
So how did you get motivated to learn to become a laser dentist?
Actually, I went 7 years ago. I went to the World Clinical Laser Institute conference, Thailand, to Phuket.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
That's not very close to Lithuania. How'd you wind up there?
Not very close. And there, I liked so much all the information that everything you can do in such a good quality and to have such a good results. Then afterwards, when I came back, already in Lithuania was one water lace 7 years ago. And I started to work in that clinic because I need to have a license for my hands also and to have that education to start working.
Okay.
And afterwards, I met many smart guys from laser dentistry and just thought that maybe it will be the good thing to make scientific research in this.
Okay, so you're actually...
It's a new stuff and everybody wants to have a paper and scientifically proved how it, why and how it's the better... how it's better than conventional surgery.
Okay, and so you're actually working on a PhD. You have a master's, and you're working on a PhD, and your PhD thesis is about lasers and dentistry?
Yes, it's about laser dentistry and treating periodontitis and in the same mouth and comparing with conventional closed treatment as scaling and root planning and the same as Annapolis method.
And so what would you say are the differences? So if I'm a patient and I want to, I have a choice. I can go to a dentist that does lasers for my gum surgery or I can go to a dentist that does the regular. What would be the differences? What would be the advantages of the laser?
Actually, it's the best question and best answer from patients. When they're asking, doctor, what would you do for yourself? I never would go to the periodontist who doesn't have laser. And as I'm one... Now I'm a single one in Lithuania. There are many doctors who work with laser, but I'm already highly educated in perio. Then it was such a joke that I will treat myself with laser.
Yeah, there's nobody you can go to, right?
No one.
You have to come to the U.S. for that, maybe.
Maybe. To Larry.
Okay, I'll be Dr. Larry Nurin.
Yes.
Okay, and he practices in Maryland, right?
Yes, in Annapolis.
Annapolis, Maryland. Okay, which is hence the Annapolis technique for what you were referring to, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm curious, just in general, is there a difference that you know of between, I don't know if we should call it the dental IQ, patients seeking out the services of a dentist? Is it pretty much the same in Lithuania, meaning as many people care about their teeth as they do, say, here in the States?
You know, actually, I don't know how many people care and how much they care here. And I think so that in different states, there's different understanding about how you need to care. Maybe in California, in New York, they care more. But in other states, they care less. The same in Lithuania. When I'm working in very nice office where we have a lot of many patients, and these patients already are highly educated how they need to take care about their mouth health. Then actually at university, when patients coming from all the Lithuania, from our countryside and from all the small villages, you can see a lot of not educated at all.
So there's basically a wide range.
It's very different, yeah.
What about the insurance system? Are people covered by dental insurance in Lithuania?
Actually, most of patients in private practice, they are paying everything in cash.
Okay, then what do you mean by...
At university, they are paying nothing. That everything is covered by insurance in all these government hospitals.
So it's a socialized dental system?
Yeah.
Okay. But they're still private patients.
Private patients pay approximately almost 90% in cash. No insurance and no...
Okay, and so if they want, what does it mean? If they want better care, they go to a private dentist?
Right. Of course.
So the system, the government system really isn't serving the needs of the population?
No, it's what they are giving money for all the procedures is not enough.
Okay.
It's not enough
not
for
enough.
All the government, especially dentistry.
So they don't cover enough to make it worth the dentist's
yeah.
while? And so with that in mind, then dentists sometimes don't want to participate, or they can only take so many patients on the government plan, or what?
Yes, and actually in all these polyclinics, I think so that not the best care about patients they are giving. And the same as in England, for example, in Great Britain, they are having all these polyclinics, but patients are waiting for 3-4 months in the line just to have one procedure, another procedure, and afterwards they still need to pay some money because no material is enough, good materials, and everybody wants to have the best.
Right.
And then going to the private clinics.
Because, you know, there's a big debate in this country about whether we should have socialized medicine or socialized dentistry. So when I hear about other countries and how it's working over there, kind of helps me make up my decision. And of course, it doesn't sound like it's a great, it's not the answer, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you think it's best that these plans be run by the government, or do you think the private dentist, private patient thing is the best way to go?
Yeah, you know, this answer, I should be then Minister of Health. to health after health system, yeah,
yes.
That's how it's called. I don't know exactly. I think so that all the systems should work, and patients should select. If he has money and he wants the best service, he can go to the private practice and to choose the best specialist. If he wants to, if he doesn't have enough money and wants the government to pay for this, goes to the government.
Right, so they basically have to know what they're getting, and know that if it's the government plan, it's not going to be the best service, then the best care. It's just going to be some care.
It's not really possible. Never will be enough money for government to spend and to give all the equipment the best and to give the best quality of service.
Okay. Well, no, that's good. That's good to know. I mean, it sounds like that would be my opinion of what it ought to be like in this country as well. So, hang on. You know what? I really appreciate you talking to us. Do you have any questions that you might ask of an American dentist? Do you already know those answers?
I have no questions.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
At the hands of the time we've been given it. This is all we got, and we gotta stop thinking it. Every second counts on the clock that's ticking. Gotta live like we're dying. We only got 86, 400 seconds.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. And the reason I aired that interview, and I thought it was pretty interesting, Dr. Solveiga Kilbuski, and she does still practice in Lithuania. And when she started talking about the healthcare system over there and how the government-run plan really isn't appropriate for a lot of people and they wind up paying out of their pocket, I thought that it was a good time to air that, especially since we're having the healthcare debate in this country. Now, remember that our question of the day is, who is the patron saint of dentists? And over the break, we had one guest from Linda. Linda guessed St. Lucy. And actually, there was another guest from Jenny. She guessed St. Afra. Now, memory serves me right, St. Lucy is the patron saint of those who are blind. And St. Afra was a prostitute converted to Christianity by Bishop Narcissus of Girona, which is in Spain. So those aren't correct, but keep your guesses coming in. We do have a caller on the line. Ryan is on the phone with us, and Ryan has a question. Ryan, go ahead, please.
Hi. My wife and I moved to a new town, and we haven't found a dentist yet, and I was wondering if you had any advice on good ways to find a dentist when you move to a new place.
Yes. Actually, I think I have a great way, and it's a little different than what you would expect. First thing is, what I would do is I would go through the phone book, and I would call up the local dental labs, dental laboratories, the laboratories that do Crown and Bridge. There aren't that many. You'll find them under dental laboratories in either yellowpages.com or the phone book. And call them up and ask them for the name of their most finicky dentist, the one that is just the most particular about their work. Now, think about it. You know where I'm going with it, right? The one that cares the most, the one that, says, hey, this isn't right. It's got to be just perfect, or I'm not going to put it in my patient's mouth. Now, keep in mind, you're only going to get one name from each dental lab that you call. There will be no overlap because a dentist only uses one lab primarily. Okay. The other thing that you can do is, and keep in mind, not all dentists use a local lab. For example, I'm in Ohio, but I use a lab in California. So if you were to do that in Columbus, my name would not pop up. But you can call labs anywhere you want, by the way, and say, hey, I'm in whatever town you're in, and do you have any clients in my town? And if you do, are there any that you consider especially careful about what they're doing? So that's one way. And then the other way is the standard, which is, at work and when you meet friends, ask them who they go to, ask around for just some names. Who do you consider the best dentist in town? Maybe you as an individual or for your family are looking for a dentist that has a lot of the newer technology. This interview we just listened to was about lasers. And if you think it'd be cool to have your fillings done with a laser instead of a dental drill, or your gum surgery done with a laser instead of a dental drill, that might be important to you. Some offices have what's called a CIRAC, which is the same-day crown. So if you want to be able to go in and get a tooth crowned in one day without having to come back, you'd want to know that in advance. So if you ask people where you work, people maybe at your church or friends that you've met, to give you names of their dentist or people they have heard are good, and then what's going to happen is a couple names are going to, the same name's going to pop up a few times. So then what you should do is call that office and ask them some questions. Say, can I stop in for a little tour? Can I meet the doctor? I don't want to have an exam yet. I'm shopping. I want to interview you guys. And we welcome that at our office. And so let's say you do that. And then when you're there, or even on the phone, feel free to ask them what dental lab they use for their crowns, for their bridges, for their porcelain veneers and all that. And you can really do some serious background work that way. And I can't guarantee you, but I would be really pretty certain that if you were to call my dental lab and ask them who's their finickiest client, my name would pop up. Because, you know what, they're in California, but I've been there four different times. I've just got on a plane for no other reason than to fly out there and talk to them about some cases and make sure that they understand what I want. So what do you think of that? Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like good advice.
Well, thanks so much for the call, Ryan. You have a great day. Do you have a guess for our question of the day?
I have no idea.
No idea? Okay, well, stay tuned in. We're going to give... What'd you say?
St. Dentine. I don't know.
St. Dentine. That's pretty cool. That's a good guess, but not correct. Well, hang on in about the next 6 or 7 minutes. We'll give the answer. Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day. All right. That was a good guess, St. Dentine, after dentine chewing gum. But by the way, the structure underneath the enamel is called dentin, which is where the name dentine chewing gum came from. Okay, now we have another interview, and this one is with a Scottish dentist, Dr. Eric Gray, practices in Glasgow, Scotland, and so let's listen into this.
All right, so I am talking to Dr. Eric Gray. Dr. Gray, you are from where?
Scotland. Glasgow in Scotland.
Glasgow in Scotland.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you trained as a dentist in Scotland?
Yes, in 1981 I graduated.
What brought you to the States for this seminar?
Well, we heard how good the seminar was and we thought we'd like to try an American seminar instead of a British one. And it's pretty amazing.
So far so good, huh?
Yeah, well, we haven't been here long, but yeah, it looks really cool.
You know, I might come back later and interview some more after the seminar has been going for a while because it's going to get even better. But so I'm curious. 1981.
Yes, that's correct.
And in your office, how many? Do you have two doctors, one doctor?
There are two doctors in the office.
And how many hygienists?
One hygienist.
Okay, and how many dental assistants?
Three.
Three dental assistants, so there's about eight of you?
Yes, that's correct, but the interesting thing is that my daughter is the other dentist, my wife is the dental hygienist, and one of my daughters is one of the dental assistants, so it's a real family concern.
That's really neat. So you guys all have really clean teeth, right?
The best.
And who's this sitting next to you?
This is my daughter.
And what's your name?
Melanie.
And you're a dentist also?
Yep.
Where did you go to dental school?
In Glasgow. I graduated 2.5 years ago.
Oh, that's really neat. That's really neat. So do you know any differences right now between, say, American dentistry and Scottish dentistry that you're aware of?
Well, my daughter spent some time in Beverly Hills at Bill Dorfman's practice when she was an undergraduate, and very impressed with the way the Americans run their systems and how advanced they are. And I think in Britain we're not far behind.
You know, I know Dr. Dorfman. He's been on my show twice.
Oh, well, there we are now. He can see he was on the same show as me.
That's right. I teased him about with all of the accolades that he has. And when I was introducing him for the radio show, I teased him that everything was just leading up to the moment when he was on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. So what did you learn at Dr. Dorfman's?
Just a lot about cosmetic dentistry and all his veneers and crown work. So it was good to see, because I hadn't seen anything like that at the dental hospital.
Are you doing that now in Scotland?
Yeah.
So you'll do like a full mouth of veneers or...
No, well, I'm mostly health service and my dad's private, but I still get some patients that want, you know, everything done, so...
So what's the difference?
Between the health service? It's government-based, you don't get white fillings, you have to ask their permission if you want to do more than 2 or 3 crowns, so it's just...
And do they give permission?
Most of the time. You send pictures and why you want to do it, and they'll say, yeah, okay, on you go.
If you can justify what you're doing, then they're very amenable. But it's a core service. It's a good core service, and it helps patients who have limited budgets or don't have healthcare insurance. It means that they can come along and be treated, and treated well. Very well indeed, but just not cosmetically.
Okay, and so you are strictly private practice?
Yeah, that's all I do. 2004-05, we won Private Dentistry's Practice of the Year, and all I do is private dentistry now.
Did you have to give the health service notice that you didn't want to be a part of their plan anymore, or how did that go?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. You just resign, giving them 3 months' notice, and find a dentist to take over from you, and who better than your daughter?
So, yeah, really, for you it was easy, right? Yeah. Just send them to your daughter. So do they have socialized medicine in Scotland?
Yes, they do. The medicine in Scotland, the National Health Service is, I would say, second to none, and particularly for serious cases. The problem is the waiting lists. If it's serious, there's no waiting list, obviously. Heart attacks can't wait. But, if you need a hip replacement or you need to see a consultant, you can wait 6 months.
Wow, that's a long time. And I forgot your name again.
Melanie.
Okay, Melanie. So you're doing the health service because you're right out of school, you don't really have a patient base. Is it a way to build a practice, or is it just something you're doing out of the kindness of your heart?
Yeah, well, we have a really large patient base, so it's not that the patients aren't there, but I feel like I would like more experience before I went ahead and did full mouth rehabilitation, that kind of thing.
So. I see. So you're kind of getting your feet wet. And you don't make a lot of money, but you make enough money to kind of pay the bills or not?
No, it's still a good living.
How many hours was the flight over here from Glasgow?
10
hours on the plane?
Well, no, that was from London, but it was 20 hours door to door.
Wow, that's a dedicated dentist and his dentist daughter.
You were asking about why we see the NHS patients. I think when you start a practice and patients support you, you can't just abandon them when things get good. And a lot of these patients have become, not our friends, but our close acquaintances. So, we did feel a social obligation to see them. And we like seeing them. And it's not that the NHS doesn't give you a living. It's not a fancy living, but it's a living.
Okay. And so, for you, it worked out perfectly to say, I'm not going to be on the health service anymore, but you can still come to my office because my daughter Melanie is.
Yeah, that was very important, because I would have done this private dentistry a lot sooner. But I couldn't feel emotionally able to, because it would have meant abandoning a lot of people. So when Melanie started, it was perfect, because they could still continue at the practice, which was nice for us and for them.
Yeah, no, that's very, very interesting. And like I said, later on, maybe later I'll catch up with you guys and we'll interview another a little bit more after the seminar has gone on for a little bit. Okay, get your opinion again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, no problem.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And today, we had a question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, which is, who is the patron saint of dentists? And we had one more guest come in during the break. That was from Joni. Joni guessed Saint, what did she say, Honorina? And that's not correct. Actually, St. Honorina is the oldest and most revered virgin martyr in the Normandy area of France. The answer is St. Apollonia. And a little bit about St. Apollonia. The persecution of Christians began in Alexandria during the reign of Emperor Philip. The first victim of the pagan mob was an old man named Matreus, who was tortured and then stoned to death. The second person who refused to worship their false idols was a Christian woman named Quinta. Her words infuriated the mob, and she was scourged and stoned. While most of the Christians were fleeing the city, abandoning all of their worldly possessions, an old deaconess, Apollonia, was seized. The crowds beat her, knocking out all of her teeth. Then they lit a large fire and threatened to throw her in it if she did not curse her god. She begged them to wait a minute, acting as if she was reconsidering considering their request, and instead she jumped willingly into the flames and so suffered martyrdom. There were many churches and altars dedicated to her. Apollonia is the patroness of dentists, and people suffering from toothache and other dental diseases often ask her intercession. She is pictured with a pair of pincers holding a tooth or with a golden tooth suspended from her necklace. St. Augustine explained her voluntary martyrdom as a special inspiration of the Holy Spirit, since no one is allowed to cause his or her own death. So, St. Apollonia is the patron saint of dentists. Thanks so much for your guesses. And we are just about out of time for this for today. Let me just remind folks that you can learn information about this show and upcoming shows on dentallyspeaking.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter by going to twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. That's DrKvitko. Also, old episodes are available on iTunes by searching either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And this show does replay on columbustoday.com at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so feel free to kind of tune in while you're sitting at your desk. And also, you know, if you have questions you'd like me to address on the air between now and next week, you can send an email to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com, and we will be able to, I'll gather them up, and I'll, you know, maybe even make a show about answering listener questions. So you can do that. I do appreciate when people do call in directly, though, so that's really great. And thanks so much for joining me today. Remember to tune in next Sunday morning at 7 when we'll be here again live on Sunny 95. Take care. Have a great week. Go out and enjoy the snow.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.